Okay. Now we'll do the Mantophasmatodea. Now, I was making a little bit of a big deal about the Grillo blatteria being a recent order. This one's a really recent order.
I was going to say, I don't think I've heard or really seen these before.
No, and I try to cover all the orders, even if we don't have species. You should be familiar with all the different orders of insects. Mm-hmm. This is strictly an African order. It's interesting. I believe the order, I got it in my notes, was described in just 2001, so really recent. It's got an interesting history. There's specimens. Well, the first species, let's see what it says. The first genus was described for fossil specimens. But then some people got to looking and found some specimens in a collection, I believe in Europe someplace, like Germany, that had been collected over 100 years ago. So they were specimens sitting in a collection, but they'd been misidentified. People thought they were like immature praying mantids. So they discovered and said, oh, well, this isn't just a fossil order. It still exists. And then they started making expeditions down to southern Africa and South Africa and Namibia. And lo and behold, they found quite a few of them. I don't think my notes are up to date anymore. And your book definitely isn't. Your book, let's see, says, according to your text, there's a single family and three genera, and looks like only about four or five species. But now, the last time I checked, which is a few years ago, on the internet, it was up to, there's now 13 described species and 10 genera, and they're arranged in three families. So it's still not common and not a large order, but they're there, you know, and people just missed them or misidentified them or missed them until fairly recently. The order name reflects a supposed relationship that they think these things look like or are related to both the mantids and the walking sticks, the phasmids. These, I think my notes say in South Africa, all the species are nocturnal, but the ones up a little bit farther north in Namibia, there's some diurnal ones. But they are, one of the common names is gladiators, because these are predators. They feed on other insects. They look a lot like little tiny praying mantids, except the front legs are not raptorial. They still catch their prey using their front legs, so they may be a little bit enlarged, but they're not nice raptorial front legs like you see in the praying mantids. Another one of the common names are heel walkers, because they tend to walk with their tarsal segments at an angle up in the air, so it looks like they're actually walking on their heels. I have no idea why they would do that, but... So, heel walkers. They're fairly small. They're only 2 to 3 centimeters in length. Both sexes are wingless. They have chewing mouth parts. The head is more or less hyponathous. The antennae are long and filiform, longer than what you see in the walking sticks. They have fairly large eyes. They have 5 tarsal segments. The hind legs are not adapted for jumping, so they're not saltatorial. As I said, these are predatory, feeding on other insects. Both the males and the females can communicate by drumming their abdomen on the substrate, but they don't have tympana, so they're probably just by vibrations can feel the thumping on the on the substrate. The adults are fairly short-lived. The adults only live for a few weeks. So that's our newest order.